the survey is really to help us figure out how to best communicate with our citizens throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. It is important for us to gather data so we can really develop some data-driven strategies and communications for people that are going through this. There's a couple ways that people can find the survey. The survey is in Spanish and in English, and they can take it online or they can take it via text. So for the text, what they need to do is text the word stay safe to 73224. Or if they want to take it in Spanish, they can text the words stay safe Español all together to 73224. If they want to take it online, they just have to go to hcfl.gov.net/stay safe input. And then there, they're able to take it in Spanish and in English.
What kinds of questions are on that survey?
So we're asking a lot of knowledge-based questions and behavioral questions. So things like, what would prevent you and your family, if you are not feeling well, to be tested for COVID-19? We're asking things, what would prohibit you from wearing a mask in public? Things that we think people know, but it's important to kind of re-educate and reiterate, how many feet should you stay away from one another when practicing social distance? And it may sound silly, but not everybody knows that answer. So it's important for us to educate and also get feedback from them that would be helpful to us to better communicate and provide resources to our community.
When will you have survey results back?
Right now, the length of time is 8 weeks. We're going to run the survey for 8 weeks. That is not concrete and set in stone. If we feel that we are not getting data that is useful for us to be able to serve our citizens better, we might have it run a little bit longer. So we're going to have to see, but right now it is 8 weeks. And we are taking the data, you know, our first day that we launched the survey, within an hour, we had close to 1,000 people who were already participating. We have close to 8,000 participants right now. So we have a lot of really rich data to help us figure out some of the questions, you know, that are keeping us up at night. You know, why are people not getting tested? What's the best resource that we can provide to them and information? So we have a lot of really statistical data that will help us to make some really good decisions.
We're speaking with Terry Cordoba Hewitt from Hillsborough County about the county's communication survey about COVID-19. What are the most interesting things you found out so far?
You know, it's still a little too soon. We're actually going through all the data. We started going through it last night and throughout the weekend. So we'll have, you know, some updates that, you know, some good data to make some decisions, hopefully by next week, to start kind of seeing what kind of information we should put out and resources. But things like, for example, and this is just, you know, day one when we took the survey, again, it is in Spanish. And the folks that answered the survey in Spanish, when asked what would prohibit you from wearing a mask, we got a large percentage of people saying, I don't know how to make a mask. So one of the things that we're doing is we're actually creating a YouTube video that's going to be available to our residents in Spanish on how to make a mask. So those are the things that, you know, those are the insights that we're looking for, again, to just better serve our community and help people and provide information for those who are needing information.
Does your survey ask people questions about their medical conditions, what their symptoms might be, whether a person has been tested for coronavirus, or about who they've been in contact with?
No, not at this time. It does not. It is more, we're looking at what kind of information people are looking for from a communications perspective and the resources that they're looking for. So at this moment, it does not provide that information, no.
What are survey respondents saying about the tension between staying socially isolated versus reopening the county?
At the moment right now, we're seeing more comments that are coming back saying, let's not reopen things too quickly. That's at the moment, but things can change. I mean, the survey's still, you know, we just launched it this week, but we are getting comments such as that. So that would be really interesting to us to have that information. Like I said, it's just, you know, we just launched this week. So we want to get through a week of it and look at all the data before we kind of start making some assumptions or decisions. It does not ask that question. No, it asks the question, what are your main concerns, your household main concern at this moment while we're going through COVID-19 pandemic? And then we have multiple choices. And some people have made comments such as, I've lost my job, I'm worried for my income, so things like that. But it doesn't ask specifically, you know, if you have lost your job, if you have been laid off. One of the questions that we asked in the survey, we asked for symptoms. Do you know the symptoms of COVID-19? We're not asking symptomatic questions. We're asking questions such as, if you're not feeling well, would you or your loved one be willing to be tested for COVID-19? But we're not getting into medical questions. Again, it's more of what kind of resources, communications can we help to provide to our citizens that would help them, such as the how to make a mask video in Spanish. Or, you know, if we notice that we get a lot of people that, for example, are saying social distancing is 3 feet versus 6 feet, we may want to re-educate the community about that. So those are the things that, you know, the data that we're pulling that's help us to just develop more data-driven communication strategies.
Have you been in contact with your colleagues in neighboring counties? Are they doing similar surveys?
So you're correct. So we've launched a survey countywide. I know that other counties have launched surveys, but that is something that we want to do, have communications with them and see just see what kind of data they're pulling as well. Because I think it will be interesting for all of us to be able to see that or at least talk, have a conversation about it for sure.
Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know?
You know, I will tell you, we've gotten a lot of participants. Like I said, we're close to over 8,000 participants. We have about, last time I checked, it was 172,000 comments. And then we have about 4,200 open comments. So it's a lot of really good data for us to go through. Happy and shocked at the same time that we've gotten so much feedback. So it's, you know, it's a great thing for us to be doing. Again, it's important for us to really provide the resources and the information that people are needing at this time. Because we can all of us have hypotheses of what we think people are looking for, but we need to ask our citizens what they're looking for. So this is providing us with that information.
Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know?
The survey is both in English and in Spanish. People can text the word stay safe all together to 73224, or if they want to take it in Spanish, stay safe español to the same number, 73224. To take it online, they can visit hcflgov.net/stay safe input. And on that page, they can either take it in English or there's a button for them to take it in Spanish as well.
Thank you for joining us on WMNF.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.